You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. And now for a little more music news. We all know pop stars can make or lose fortunes, maybe enrich a few music execs. But if they're a really big deal, they actually create their own tourism industry. Take the Beatles. A new study by the Institute for Cultural Capital suggests that the Beatles are worth $115 million to the northern English city of Liverpool. And there are plans for all kinds of Beatles, let's call them heritage projects. The BBC's Stephanie Power reports.
So I'm in Strawberry Field. This is normally closed to the public, but the Salvation Army has let me in. I'm just standing a few yards away from the famous red gates. These are replica gates, but this is where lots of tourists come and stand on the other side, on the roadside, looking in and taking pictures.
Strawberry Field.
The site is owned by the Salvation Army, and there used to be a children's home here. Major Drew McComb, Divisional Commander of the North West, is showing me round.
Strawberry Fields
forever. We can see the kind of famous red gates. The story is that John Lennon used to play in here, be brought here by his auntie.
That's correct. We're looking to develop the site into a work experience training centre for young people with learning disabilities. Around that, we're planning to build a cafe, also a heritage element to do with both the Salvation Army's history on site and also the Beatles' history on site.
It's not just us two here. Simeon Yates is here. You're the lead author of this new report. What do you think that the Salvation Army should be doing on this spot?
There's a huge infrastructure in Liverpool that supports the Beatles industry. 2,300 jobs, £82 million worth of stuff, but there's an awful lot of infrastructure that could be developed further.
One of the things I think is quite interesting is there's a lot of myths around what the individual Beatles might have done, where they might have gone. I know there's a lot of stories about Strawberry Field.
It's an issue that many of the stakeholders raise, is ensuring that the people who come and experience the Beatles in Liverpool get what they call an authentic, deep, meaningful experience here in Liverpool.
Where better to discuss authenticity than the place where the Beatles got together?
We're in St Peter's Church Hall, where John Lennon and Paul McCartney, well, officially had a conversation, and where Paul auditioned to join the Beatles. So we can say that this is where the Beatles really began.
Donna Jackson is a member of this church and a senior lecturer in modern history at Chester University.
What's happening in the hall here today is what happened when John was, you know, a member of the church and sang in the choir and so belonged to the youth clubs.
If there are lots of organisations and lots of people who make a bit of money out of this story, do you worry that sometimes a tourist might get the wrong story?
We get a lot of tour guides, taxi drivers around here, most of which are fabulous, some of which make me tear my hair out because they talk utter rubbish. There needs to be regulation and qualifications for anybody taking money from tourists and visitors and pilgrims to this city. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, journey for them to come and walk in the Beatles' footsteps.
I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree.
The Beatles' economy is worth a lot round here, but does capitalising on this heritage mean that Liverpool risks becoming a theme park? Back at Strawberry Field, Major Drew considers his plans.
We would want it not to be a theme park. I think going back to what Simeon was saying earlier about being something that's authentic, some of the key messaging out of the Beatles songs, for instance, would be something that we would want to align with love and peace and justice.
Strawberry Fields forever.
That was the BBC's Stephanie Power.